It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
The government of Canada has issued a travel warning to those going abroad about taxis and a scam when it comes to charging. So a woman went to Santiago, Chile.
Santiago.
And she had a cab lined up and everything was ready to roll. She got there, ends up that the cab wasn't working out. So they sent another cab from another company. So they were working in cahoots, or must have been.
Oh.
And she said, yeah, I'll pay cash for it. So before, you know, she says, listen, before we go, I want to know how much it's going to be. They said, well, it can't be cash. You got to do credit card, but it'll be $62, about $62 Canadian. Okay, good. So she does it. And then she returns home, looks at her credit card. She was charged almost $7,000 for the cab ride.
Oh, wow.
And she can't get the money back.
Oh, So the credit card company wasn't a scam?
Well, no, I'm sure the credit card company will give her the money back, but like through insurance, but they get to keep the $7,000, whoever scammed her.
Right.
So you got to watch yourself with those credits. We've become a society that will all too easily just hands over the credit card.
Yeah, I think that comes a lot to do with places not wanting cash anymore, which sucks. I like dealing in cash as much as I can.
Most sports venues are cashless. Mm-hmm. A lot of airports are cashless. And you actually, airplanes are cashless. If you ever go on a plane, you can't pull out a $10 bill to try and buy a beer, which I guess makes sense in that case because they don't have all that stuff on board.
Yeah.
But it's funny how the difference between countries, like in Canada, with a credit card, we'll often pay tap right at the table with our credit card. Whereas down in the States, and we saw this even on our trip to Arizona with our winners, you hand over a credit card, and they actually walk away with your card and go to a different kiosk to charge you.
Yeah,
and that's common. That's just how it is. That's that's how it is. I don't know why they have a difference down there with that compared to us.
I don't know.
But also, if you go down there and say, hey, can I e-transfer you the money? They'll go, what? You mean Venmo?
Oh, they have no idea.
They don't know
that.
What e-transfer is.
No, we don't use Venmo. We know what it is, but...
Well, I don't even know if we can use
Venmo. Yeah, I'm not sure.
All I got to say is, if you're traveling at all, make sure you get in a cab... or anything like that, make sure it's legit.
Chad and Evan Daly.
It's been announced, and yesterday it was confirmed by Elon Musk himself, Iron Man himself, that X will be charging a fee for new users. So that if you're already on X, don't worry about it. If you're a new user, you will be charged a fee. But it's not to, fill the coffers. It's actually just to confirm you're not a bot.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty good.
So that's why
that's okay, I guess.
And it's only going to be a buck.
So they started testing this in the Philippines and New Zealand last year. I wonder how they decided those two countries.
I don't know.
That's where they started testing it.
Yeah.
But that's not bad, though. But, I mean, you're still giving Elon Musk money.
Well, it's a buck. I mean, if that's going to drown you, then so be it.
Well, no,
And also, who are these new people signing up for X?
Well, it could be... Could be new people out there somewhere.
New people signing up for X?
Oh, yeah. These new people are just popping up.
How often do you go on X?
Not often at all.
Like once a week, I might jump onto my X account.
Yeah, it's like, I guess I go on a little bit more now. There's things that are just spamming you all the time on your For You page.
I'm just like, hey, listen, my blood pressure isn't quite high enough. I should check out X. That'll bring it up nicely.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So when you brush your teeth, the odd time, Chad.
You're supposed to brush your teeth?
Yeah, like multiple times a day, guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You should brush your teeth, Chad, every day. A few times a day.
A few times is overkill.
Dentists tell you now. Well, this dentists.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. I get all of my health and dental information from TikTok.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so rinsing your mouth with water after brushing your teeth, it undoes the benefits. It undoes. Undoes the benefits. Right. But do you rinse yours?
The fluoride? No, I don't.
Why do you don't rinse your mouth out after brushing your teeth?
No. No, I don't.
I think you're the only person I know that doesn't. You need to wash your face.
What?
Yeah.
I don't rinse my mouth after I brush my teeth. Why would I? I don't mind the taste of toothbrush, of toothpaste. And toothbrush, too.
Yeah, of both, right?
Yeah.
I get it.
But the problem is, and then sometimes I'll rinse it out with mouthwash.
Sure. Rarely,
though.
Sure. You go ahead. You go ahead and do that, too.
Here's the thing, Evan. This is why I don't answer questions with you sometimes. You're so ultra critical. You know the answer before you even ask the question.
I didn't know that
answer.
And
then you're critical of me when I say the answer.
Oh, no.
So what? I don't rinse my mouth out after I brush my teeth.
You get that grit and that film just sticking around
in
there.
It's fine. It's okay. It's fine.
Do you drink water after it all?
I drink water throughout the day. You're supposed to.
But do you drink water
after I brush my teeth? No. I drink orange juice like every other civilized human being.
Chad and Evan Daly.
You know me, I like to complain about the Tim Hortons drive-thru and about how when people go through, just get a coffee. Just get a coffee at the Tim Hortons drive-thru. Maybe one food item. That's it.
Settle down.
You don't have to go in there and order 20 items in the drive-thru. You can order something like that, you go inside.
Okay, you know what? I totally agree with that. 100%. People that go in and order like coffee for the whole office and individual ones and they get trays and trays and trays.
Go inside to do that.
Yeah.
So here's something else that's going to piss us off.
Uh-oh.
In an effort to pick up more afternoon and evening customers, Tim Hortons will be launching flatbread pizzas nationally. So over the last couple of years, you've been able to get it in Calgary, the GTA, and Winnipeg.
Okay.
But now it will be going nationally. So you can get yourself a cheese, flatbread, pepperoni, bacon everything, chicken parmesan, all that stuff. It'll be available on the menu as of tomorrow.
I find that weird going into a coffee shop to get a pizza.
Yeah. It seems out of place.
Yeah.
Everything has changed at Tim Hortons. Like, now that it's not a Canadian company, things have changed. It's
still good. Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm never going to go in there and be like, what the hell? No, it's still good. It's, you know, it's still got the classics in there.
Right.
But it's kind of like when McDonald's had pizza. It just didn't quite make sense.
Well, that's why they don't have it anymore.
Right.
One place, I think, in the States has it.
And I kind of miss McDonald's pizza.
Let's go for a drive.
A little bit. But there you go. So now you'll be able to go in and get your double-double.
I'll try it.
I will, too. I know I will. And also the kids, they like the Tim Hortons. And now I can get a cheese flatbread pizza there. I'm gonna order 30 in the drive-thru.
Just to make everyone
behind
you.
Just to piss everybody off behind me.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We aren't sleeping. We aren't sleeping. That's the problem. There's always been a connection between sleep and overall health, okay? You sleep more, chances are overall you're healthier. You probably have less stress in your life, that kind of stuff.
We talked about that last week.
And you know, it wasn't even that long ago that people were sleeping. Back in 2013, a Gallup poll suggested that we were all sleeping pretty well. On average, 54% of North Americans said that they got as much sleep as they needed. 45% they would feel better if they got more sleep. A recent survey done in December, this past December, says now that 57% of North Americans say they need more sleep, while 42% say they're doing just fine sleep-wise. I can't believe there are 42% of people saying they're getting enough sleep.
Yeah, that's actually a lot more than I thought. I don't get near enough.
Back in 2013, 14% of adults reported sleeping 5 hours or fewer a night. In 2023, 20% of Americans say they are getting 5 hours of sleep or fewer a night. Why? Stress.
Yep.
They say the daily stress level is way up, making it tougher to get to sleep, making it tougher to relax enough to get to sleep.
This is a common theme with us. Talking about... Seriously, though.
Because it's very important.
It is important.
And also, it's a vicious cycle because you're stressed, then you don't get enough sleep, and then you stress because you're not getting enough sleep, and then you're tired and you get more stressed, and then you eat more because you're tired, or whatever it is. It's just like...
Welcome to my life. Seriously, I'm lucky. I mean, I do nap pretty much every day.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky if I get 5 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I get about 6 hours of sleep a day. Yeah, and you should get probably about 7.
Well, and I think
they say 8, but
right. But that's not gonna happen. They mean that consecutively, right?
Like consistently.
Yeah. But in a night, not going sleeping for 5 hours, getting up and then napping after.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like splitting it up like that. But here we are, a couple of guys talking about our bear naps in the afternoon. But yeah, everybody needs to get more sleep. So if you could just do that.
Yeah, just find more time
That's
in your
it.
Day.
Just get more sleep.
Chad and Evan daily.
Everything is bad for you, Chad.
Yeah,
that's, we're just talking about the lack of sleep.
The old George Carlin, yep.
Now
it's all bad for you.
All the food that's bad for you. A lot of articles you're finding online now are about forever chemicals. Forever chemicals that are in your food.
In your food, in everything.
In absolutely everything.
Cosmetic products, whatever.
Bouillon cubes. You know, you want to make some soup?
Yeah.
They're going to spike your salt. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, they are.
We know that.
Yeah.
We already know that.
Microwave popcorn.
Yeah.
It's not good for you.
Of course not.
Bottled water could mess with your hormones.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
I've never heard that one
before. And Dasani tastes like dirt.
I think they've changed up their water recipe for Dasani or wherever they're getting it from. It tastes different, but... Forever, Dasani was the world's worst-tasting bottled water.
Well, then with bottled water, you got to worry about microplastics.
Well, yeah, your body's full of the plastics.
All right, what else is killing us?
Well, the diet soda, of course.
I love diet soda.
Cancer-causing chemicals in that?
Yeah, okay, then have a fully loaded soda and see what that does to you.
Yeah, all the sugar in that. Well, it'll kill you still in the diet, but like not as much, I guess. But
it'll kill you.
Yeah. You know, you can go and buy those smoothies in a bottle. You know, full of sugars, Chad.
No, totally.
Some have the added, some don't. Some are fine.
Yeah.
Right?
But microplastics, because they're in a bottle.
Well, that's the other thing. What about margarine? We've known this one for a long time, too.
It's not good for you. You're supposed to have butter instead.
But that's right.
But then butter has fat and salt, and that'll kill you, too.
Wow. And people always would say, well, margarine's just one molecule away from being plastic.
They used to say that about Cheese Whiz, too.
Well, you look at water. Water's only one molecule away from being hydrogen peroxide, Chad.
Yeah, see?
You know? So whatever. Margarine, it's cheaper, though.
Take that, Bill Nye.
Canned soup, you know, there's talk with that one. Of course, again, sodium and the metals in it.
Well, when you open it up, you can smell the metal.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, oh, my God.
Instant oatmeal.
Yeah.
Fruit yogurt, that all has to do with
sugar.
Get
to the one that had me devastated.
This is the one. I wanted to really draw this out, Chad, and I've done a very good job of it. Pickles contain concerning preservatives.
Of course they do. Pickles last forever.
Polysorbate 80 has been shown to cause cancer in mice. I'm not a mice.
I'm not a mice. And guess what? I don't care.
I love
anything that
pickles.
Lasts that long is not going to be good for you. But that's fine.
Except pickles. They're
cucumbers. They're awesome.
You need salt in your life still. You have to have salt.
Will you do this every now and then? I'll just grab the pickle jar right out of the fridge. Yeah. I'll just sit there right in front of the fridge, and I'll just grab a couple pickles, and I'll sit there and eat pickles.
And you got to squeeze your hand together like this.
Yeah, to get your hand in the pickle jar.
There's an F word I want to say, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
You can't say that.
And stick it into the jar.
Sure, yeah.
And pull it out.
Yeah.
And jam it in your mouth.
It is a very sexual act, eating pickles.
It can be.
Especially if people are watching you.
Oh, yeah.
I feel no shame.
I look them in the eyes. But I also...
Coming to OnlyFans.
Maybe having an edible. That's a good thing.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Courtney Love's back in the news. And the awkward thing about this is she has a radio show called Courtney Love's Women.
Yeah. Where she champions women in music, or you'd think she would.
Well, you'd think she would. And she is a huge crusader for more women in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But she cannot stand, maybe that's using the wrong words, is she's saying that Taylor Swift is not important.
Yeah, so here, this is exactly what she said in the interview. She said, Taylor is not important. She might be a safe space for girls, and she's probably the Madonna of now, but she's not interesting as an artist. And actually, at first, she starts it off wrong by saying Taylor is not important.
Yeah.
She's wrong. Taylor Swift is very important. And here's why. Because Taylor Swift is the closest thing to Beatlemania that you and I have experienced so far in our lives.
Yeah, we're not comparing her to the Beatles.
No, no, no. But I'm saying she is the closest thing to Beatlemania. I mean, the world goes crazy for Taylor Swift.
Absolutely.
I have never seen another human being garner this much popularity from anybody, anywhere, at any time.
Well, and now, and she goes on not to just rip on Taylor Swift, but some other really big names in music, like Beyonce.
Yeah.
And her Cowboy Carter album.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And she also goes on to trash Lana Del Rey a little
bit. And she loved Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
So
I don't disagree with her in one way. When she's after Taylor Swift and she says she's not interesting as an artist.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it's not like she's taking high-flying risks.
Yeah.
You know, and however, Courtney, how's taking high-flying risks working out for you?
Not very well, cuz Taylor Swift probably reads this and thinks, "Who's Courtney Love?"
Chad and Evan Daily.
I want to start this off by saying, you know, back when we were kids, there was a very, very well-known case of Lorena and John Wayne Bobbitt. Mm-hmm. So Lorena Bobbitt was very displeased with John Wayne Bobbitt in the middle of the night. And she cut off a very important part of his body and threw it in a bush. Now, that part of his body, that part of his body was, you know, below the equator, right between the thighs.
Yeah.
So, And then they found it, and then they sewed it back on.
I didn't realize he lost his toes as well. So he ended up getting a toxic peripheral something or other.
Yeah.
He lost all 10 toes, and he walks with the help of prosthetics. Ooh. So poor guy has that happen, and he loses all of his toes.
That's
all
right.
Of them.
Everybody in this world seems to be begging for tips, and he just loses every single one of his.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.